They were going through the forest, and the trees were real thick. In fact, they were getting so thick that when Maggie started to go between them, she'd get stuck. Jackie said, "This isn't the way." And he realized that something was wrong. And yet, when he looked and tried to get his direction, the river was over there, he was sure, but he said he didn't understand why the trees were so close together. And finally, he said, "Come on, Maggie." He said, "Yeah, I can chop some down." He took his sword, and then as he was doing that, he says, "Why do I need to chop them down?" He says, "Maggie, you follow me." He'd reach out and grab a tree and pull it out by the roots and throw it about 50 yards to one side. He'd grab another one with one hand, throw it the other way, and pretty soon trees were going right and left. Maggie stood there, and her ears went straight up, her tail went straight up, because she didn't understand what Jackie was doing. He never saw anybody do that before. "Come on, Maggie," he said, "I'll make a path." And finally, he got all the way to the river. Says, "See?" They got on the raft. Jackie says, "You better hold on, Maggie, because I'm going to give this a shove." Maggie looked at him. He says, "You better hold on. Here we go." And he gave it a shove. And the raft sailed through the water all the way to the other side and just about hit it with a thud. And Maggie jumped off, was pushed off onto the bank. She was quite bewildered by all of this. "Come on, Maggie, it's all right." They started walking along the shore. And the same man that Jackie had seen before looked over and waved to him. And Jackie said, "Hello." He says, "Hello there." There was a tree in Maggie's way. Jackie grabbed it with one hand, picked it up, and threw it into the river. The man looked. His eyes almost popped out, took the whip. "Giddy up. Get out of here fast." And boy, he tore out as fast as he could go. Jackie scratched his head. He said, "I wonder what's wrong with that guy. I mean, he acts so strange." He said, "Oh, well." He says, "Come on." So Jackie started, now he was back on Drexel Road, and he knew the way now, and he followed. And finally, in the distance, it was now dark, he saw a light. And he came to the old house. He tied Maggie to the fence post. He said, "Well, Maggie," he says, "I've got to go in now and get the curse removed." So he went to the door. And he didn't know whether to knock or not, but he decided, well, maybe he better. He knocked. The door slowly opened. "Yes? Well, sisters, look who's here." The other two came rushing. "It's Jackie. Come in, come in." Jackie walked in, and they looked so excited. He said, "I see." And they looked at the belt, and the witch's eyes almost popped out. "He's got the belt. He's got the belt." Matilda walked over. Boy, I see you have the belt." Jackie says, "Yes, I do. And I took it away from the giants." "Well, of course you did." He says, "Now, if you will take the belt off, we will remove the curse." Jackie stepped back. "If you remove the curse first, I'll give you the belt."
No, Jackie, let's not quibble. Quibble, dibble, glibble, dibble, dibble.
Jackie said, "I'm not going to quibble." He says, "You remove the curse or no belt."
Hilda got angry. "Listen, boy, do you know who you're talking to? You know who you're talking to?"
Jackie says, "Yes, I know who I'm talking to."
"Well, then you better give me that belt."
The other sister grabbed her. He says,
"Don't touch him. He's as strong as an ox." He said, "With one hand, he could crush you into a hamburger."
The all witches all agreed.
Boy, if we remove the curse, what promise do we have that you're going to turn over the belt?"
Jackie says, "Just my word. That was a deal, wasn't it? I would return the belt and you remove the curse." He said, "If I give you the belt, how do I know you'll remove the curse?"
"My dear boy, my dear stupid boy, you know nothing about witches, do you? Don't you know that witches have a code of honor? We may have our dirty tricks and our dirty deeds, but we do have a code of ethics. And when we make a promise, we keep it."
Jack said, "Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know that."
"Well, you know it now. Now, let's have the bell." All right. He began to take the belt off. He unrolled and unrolled it and unrolled it and wrapped it up and handed it to Hilda. He says, there's your belt. The three witches smiled. Well, what? He says, you gonna remove the curse? Of course. Drusilla, get the concoction ready. She began to mix up a strange concoction. He said, what's that? He said, my dear boy, it will remove the curse. Now, if you want it removed, you're going to have to trust us. I don't like to trust witches. My dear boy, my little talk about having honor and the truth doesn't affect you, does it? Well, you suit yourself. There it is, and drink it if you like. If you don't, the curse will stay with you forever. Jackie picked it up. He drank it. He said, now. He said, that's all there is to it. And all of a sudden, he did feel sort of a strange feeling going through him, as if something was cleaned up and washed up, and he felt different. And he realized that maybe the witches were telling the truth, that the curse was gone. He says, now, my dear boy, you are free to go, and thank you so very much. He says, our queen will be very, very pleased with this. Jackie says, well, thank you. I don't know for what. I said, good evening. Jackie left. And he had a strange feeling. All of a sudden, they said, go home. He went over to Maggie, and Maggie says, I wonder what those witches are up to anyway. He decided to take one more look. He went through the bushes and looked the window, and they were sort of halfway cleaning up things, putting things together. And he could hear Matilda say, all right, get your brooms ready, let's go. He says, get the belt. He says, I think we have everything, check. And sure enough, they all had a load to carry. And pretty soon they came out on the stoop. And one by one, the witches got on their brooms and said the magic words and slowly began to drift up above the treetops. And they headed for the full moon. Jackie watched with his mouth wide open. He couldn't believe it. He says, well, I guess that's the end of that. And as he started to walk back, he felt the hilt of the magic sword. Wait a minute! Drusilla, Matilda, wait! He had realized that they had forgotten the magic sword. Well, I guess I'll just keep it. Take it to Tom. Oh, will he look funny when I show him a magic sword? And then all of a sudden, in his pocket he remembered a page he had torn from the book, How to Make a Broom Fly. He couldn't see in the dark. He said, Maggie, you wait here. He opened the door and walked inside, went to the fireplace, and in the light of the fireplace he began to read. And he began to read all these strange names and concoctions and how to mix it and so forth. He looked up on the shelf. There were many bottles. Some were half full, some were empty. And he began to find all these different strange ingredients, like crushed fingernails and bombi powder and strands of hair tangled with burrs. And he began to collect all this strange stuff. And then it says, boil to a point. Dip the broom in and let soak for 3 minutes. Then say these magic words. He did exactly, step by step. Everything he needed was there. Finally, he took the broom out. He went out on the stoop. He looked up towards the moon. And far out in space, he could see the shadow of the three witches still heading for the moon. And he thought, if this broom will fly, he said, I can catch up with them and give them the sword back. So he got out on the stoop. Yada, yada, umbaka, yada. I said, that couldn't be right. Let me look again. He looked again. Yada, yada, umbi, kaya. And all of a sudden, the broom began to rise. He remembered the instruction, turn to the right, you turn the broom to the right, left, push down, go down, pull up. And slowly he began to pull back on the broomstick handle and he began to go up. He remembered full speed ahead when you slid down, your hands down towards the center of the broom. And up to the end, you'd slow it down. He put the broom on full speed. Maggie looked up and she had never seen anything like that in her life. Jackie going on a broom above the trees. She looked up there and all of a sudden he zoomed. And he yelled, "Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda." And as he went after him as fast as he could go, he thought he was gaining on them, and all of a sudden, they disappeared on the dark side of the moon. He just had to give the sword back. And finally, when he got to the moon, he too went to the dark side, and a strange scene hit his eyes. There, far in the distance, was this strange village with crooked streets and crooked houses and crooked chimneys and crooked everything. It looked terrible. It was dark and dreary. "Drusilla, Matilda, Hilda, are you around here anywhere?" He landed his broom on one of these rough cobblestone streets. He says, "Are you here?" They were nowhere around. Here and there he saw a witch going down a dark alley. And all of a sudden, one of the witches looked at him. "You!" Jackie says, "What?" He said, "Sisters!" And all of a sudden, from all the different parts of the alleys and streets, witches began to come. He says, "A boy is here. Somebody will pay for this." Jackie started to run, and all the witches started to run after him. He finally hid in a rain barrel. One of the witches who was looking for him happened to be standing right beside him. He reached up, took the lid and hit her over the head with it. She fell to the ground, he jumped out, and he took the pointed hat and took the black cape and put it on and start running down the street with the rest of the witches. And the witches were all talking, and they even asked him, "Have you seen him? Have you seen him?" Jackie said, "No, I haven't seen him." He said, "I wonder what happened." And finally he gathered from the talk of the witches that the witches who were responsible to let Jackie come into the kingdom of the witches, the queen would have his head, or their heads, whoever did it. Finally, the word got to the queen, and she said, "All witches on duty immediately and scour the entire village. A boy is loose in our village." And so witches were all over the place, and Jackie was in the middle of them, and he was asking, just like everybody, "Have you seen him? Have you seen him?" And he was going with covering up, and finally, the witch that he hit over the head came in. "I said, somebody took my hat and my cloak." The queen heard about this. She says, "All right, I want all the witches, everybody, to appear in the court, in the big ballroom. We'll find out who's a witch and who is not." So it was summoned that all the witches were to appear. And Jackie knew he had to go. And finally, when they all appeared in this huge ballroom, far at the other end, Jackie saw this throne built out of crooked sticks. And there he saw a sight like he'd never seen before, the queen of the witches, with the longest nose and the longest chin. And he looked and almost ducked. "Now, sisters, I want each one of you to line up along the wall. You will come to the center of the room and perform a deed of magic." And that's how we will find out who is the witch in here and who is not. Won't we, sisters? They all nodded. "Yes, yes, your majesty, yes." "All right, we'll start with you." One by one, the witches came forward. Oh, and they did strange things. So one by one, the witches perform their deed. Jackie tried to hold back. Finally, at the back of the room, he saw Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda. But he didn't know whether he should tell them he's there or not, because they would tell the queen too, he assumed. But finally, when the witch in front of him was called, she did a very magic trick. The queen was pleased. "Thank you, sister. Very well done. Next! Next!" "Yes, your majesty." Jackie went to the center of the room. What could he possibly do? Nothing. "Well, sister, the queen looked at him very suspiciously. Well, do you have a magic trick, sister? Well, sister, do you have a trick or not? Yes, your majesty, I do. But what could he do? He knew this was it, that he would just have to take off his hat and the cloak and look up and tell them the truth. As he reached down to unbutton the cloak, his hand hit the hilt of the sword. Of course. Well, sister! Yes, your majesty, right away. He rushed over and got a chair. If you will watch, your majesty, I shall wave my hand and the legs shall fall off the chair. He took the sword and sliced the legs off. Nobody could see it. The queen was very highly pleased. She smiled as best a witch could smile. Her lips almost curled up to the end of her nose. Well, now, sisters, you should take a lesson from sister. I didn't ask your name. It's Sister Jacqueline. Well, the rest of you witches should take lessons from Sister Jacqueline. You see how well she performs. I can tell that she studied her lessons well. Then that's more than I can say for the rest of you. Next. Jackie gave a deep sigh of relief, and as the witches went all the way through, the queen realized that they didn't find the person who had come into their village, and she was very angry. Jackie had never seen a witch so angry. Her eyes were flashing, and she was thumping a crooked cane on the floor, yelling at the witches at the top of her voice, "I shall have all of your necks! Now, I want that person found and brought before me immediately. Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda, come forward." They came forward. Jackie watched. "Evidently, you have broken our laws. You did bring me the belt, which I'm very fond of. But that doesn't excuse you from allowing someone to enter our village." The witches realized probably who it was, but they couldn't understand how he got there. "Guards!" Two guards rushed in. "Yes, your majesty." "Lock Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda up. We shall have their heads in the morning." Jackie says, "Have their heads? Oh, no." The rest of the witches followed. Jackie kind of lingered behind. He saw him dragging Drusilla and Matilda and Hilda down into the dungeon. He knew that he just couldn't just stand around and watch him, what the witch is going to do to him. So when most of the witches left to look, and all the witches were searching everywhere, Jackie stayed inside of the castle. And finally, when everything was quieted down, he started to walk down the steps. "Who goes there?" "It's Sister Jacqueline. What do you want down here?" "I was told to come down here to see the three prisoners." "You have orders?" "Of course I have orders from the queen." "Never mind, I shall..." "What is your name, sister?" "Well, you don't need my name. If the queen said it's all right, you may go in." "Very well. And please don't let that happen again." "Yes, Sister Jacqueline." "Says, oh, by the way, sister, if you have some spare time, could you kind of teach me some of those new tricks?" "Of course, sister, of course. The queen was very proud of you." "I know." Jackie went down into the dungeon where the bars were holding the prisoners in. He looked down and saw the three witches all slumped down in a heap, their faces in their hands,
And for the first time, as they looked up, he saw tears in their eyes. They looked at Jackie, thinking he was a guard. Jackie said, "Psst, psst, Hilda.
Oh, go away, leave us alone in peace."
"Psst, psst," said Matilda.
"Go away."
He said, "It's me." He says, "Jackie."
Their eyes just about popped up and they rushed up.
"Jackie, it's you?"
He says, "Yes, it's me."
He says, "How did you get here?"
He said, "I stole a page out of the book and I learned how to do the broom." And he said, "I'm awfully sorry."
"You're sorry? Do you realize our heads are going to roll in the morning?"
Jackie says, "Listen, I have a plan." He says, "I can't leave you here, but," he says, "I can get the key from the guard."
He says, "What do you expect us to do?"
He says, "I expect you to get on your brooms and," he says, "we'll fly back to the village, that is, to the cabin where I saw you, and," he says, "we'll go home." He says, "to my place."
"Oh, you silly boy!"
He says, "Who would accept us in their home?"
"Well, I would. Tom would."
He said, "I just can't let you because it's my fault." He says, "You've got to come." Matilda looked at the others. "Well, sisters, wouldn't that be better than having our heads roll?"
"Yes, of course, of course."
Jackie says, "You wait here. I'll go past the guard," he says, "and I'll get the keys." So Jackie started going back up, and as he came close to the guard, he bumped her, and as he did so, with his magic sword, he cut off the ring where the keys were. He
said, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry."
"Oh, that's all right, Sister Jacqueline." He
says, "No harm done."
He said, I'm just a stupid witch, I guess. I forgot to ask the witches what I came down here for. The queen wanted to know if they..."
"Oh, that's all right. I'll be right back."
He went to the witches.
Said, "Psst, I don't open the door."
He stuck the key in the lock and opened it.
He said, "It's open now."
Drusilla rushed up. He said, "What are we going to do?"
He says, "I will give the witch a shove downstairs." He says, "You come out running." He says, "Do you know where your brooms are?"
"Of course, we have a parking lot for them."
He says, "Do you know where your witch is, your broom is, Jackie?"
He says, "Yes, I left it in the corridor outside."
He said, "I guess I don't have a special place for me."
He said, "Well, grab your broom." And he says, "We'll meet right outside the castle, and we'll take off from there." He said, "There's a little patio there. They probably won't see us."
"All right."
As Jackie went back up the steps, and when he got to the head of the steps, he looked down. He says, "Oh, sister, guard," he said, "did you drop the keys? I see them there on the floor."
"Oh, thank you, Sister Jacqueline. Yes, I guess they came off the chain, didn't they?"
And she reached down. And as she picked him up, Jackie took her foot and gave her a shove down the steps.
He says, "All right."
Drusilla, Matilda, Hilda came rushing up the steps.
He says, "Come on, come on."
As they went down the corridor, Jackie grabbed his broom. The witches went out in the patio where they had theirs, and they all got on their brooms. But not too soon, one of the witches spotted them.
"Over here, they're over here."
Drusilla and Matilda got on their brooms and said the magic words and began to drift up over the housetops. Jackie got on his broom.
"Oh, what are those words? What are those words?" And he couldn't think of a thing. He looked over down the street and he saw hordes of witches coming down after him.
Drusilla circled around.
"Jackie, come on!
I forgot the words!"
She circled low. She knew she had to act fast because all the witches were swarming after him. She went into a power dive straight down and said the magic words for him. And just as the witches were almost ready to grab the end of his broom, he zoomed up. And the four of them began to sail towards the bright side of the moon.
"To your brooms, witches! To your brooms!"
All the witches scattered to their parking lots and got their brooms and jumped on and began to follow them.
Jackie looked back and the sky was black with witches.
Drusilla says, hurry up, Jackie. He says, full speed ahead, full speed ahead. Jackie said, I'm going full speed. He said, my broom isn't as good as yours. He says, oh, yes, it is. Come on, come on. Matilda says, if we can get to the bright side, he says, they'll have to stop. It's against rules and regulations for them to come on the bright side of the moon. He said, at this time of the year. Hurry, hurry.
Jackie was hurrying, but as he looked back, he could see thousands of witches following. Drusilla says, come on, Jackie. And she'd slow down and wait for him till he'd get caught up. Finally, when Jackie looked back, he saw several witches who had extremely fast brooms were speeding ahead of the rest of them. In fact, when he looked back, they were just a few feet in back of him. One of the witches says, grab his broom! He started to reach out, and he grabbed Jackie's broom. Jackie says, let go! And he reached back and swatted her. She let go, but she took some of the bristles out. And of course, that slowed the broom down, because it was the bristles. And the more bristles you had, the faster the broom. So he was going even slower now. Finally, Matilda and Drusilla looked back, and they knew Jackie would never make it. Says, you go ahead, Matilda. We said, we're going to circle back. And they went on each side of Jackie and grabbed him by the arm. He says, now hold on. He says, we'll go three abreast. And now with their speed, Jackie began to pick up speed, but not fast enough, because as he was going, he noticed that the witch had broken the cords in the broom, and slowly he was losing the bristles out of his broom. And the witches realized that Jackie was getting heavier. And finally, one of the witches yells, we don't think, it's just Jackie, your broom. So the other witch came back, and the three of them were holding on. And they had only a few feet left to go to the bright side of the moon. But as Jackie looked back, he says, you witches, take the brooms, I'll hold on. And he says, give me the sword. He says, I'll fight them off. So Jackie turned around backwards on the broom, that is, that he was riding, even though it was useless, and he began to fight the witches off. And all of a sudden, there was a flash of light, and they passed to the light side of the moon. And all the witches had to stop. They could not cross into the light. They all gave a deep sigh of relief and slowly began to descend. And they circled around. And finally, when they got back to the little cottage, they circled around and round and came to rest on the doorstep. Maggie's ears went straight up, and she realized that Jackie and the witches were back. They went into the house, very sad, and Drusilla especially, oh, woe is me, what will we do now?
Jackie says, well, you're going to go with me, I promised you that. He says, come on. He says, I think I know the way now. He says, come on.
So they started through the forest with their brooms and walking, and Maggie and Ritzy and all of them. Finally, he saw a light in the distance. He said, there it is. And as he got closer and closer, he realized he was home. He says, I knew Tom would have the light on. He says, come on in. And he says, no, don't come in. You wait out here, and we'll surprise Tom. Jackie went up to the door and opened it. He says, hi, Tom. Tom turned around. He was drinking some coffee. He says, where have you been? He says, I had a light in the window. He says, I was getting worried. He says, I knew you wouldn't. I knew you'd have a light in the window. He said, I have some friends. He says, well, bring them in. Well, these are special friends. Well, good. I like special friends. He said, Tom, I don't know how to tell you this, but they're witches.
They're what?
He said, yeah, they're witches. Oh, Jackie, I know it's Halloween and everything, and people dress up, that's nice, but I'm not in the mood for games. He said, well, could I bring them in? He says, sure, bring them in. I'll look at them, and they can take their masks off, and we'll have a big laugh. And he said, it's getting late. Jackie opened the door. Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda, come on in. The three of them came in rather timidly and kind of backed up against the wall.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. It's Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda. Oh, good evening, Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda.